When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPad, iPhone, iPod. You can also find us on iTunes. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show, is the name of the free podcast on there. So many different ways to listen around the world anytime on your schedule. That's the important part. Very happy to have on the show with me today, Jalen Irwin. Jalen is coming here on the show from North Carolina, from Ardrecale, where he just recently transferred, 2017 incoming wide receiver for college football, currently 5'10 and a little bit over 160 pounds coming onto the show today. He has some camps that he's going to, and at the time that we're talking in late May, still looking for that first offer opportunity. Very happy to have Jalen on the show to talk about all things football, family, and a little bit more. Jalen, how you doing today?
I'm doing real good.
Now, Jalen, first and foremost, you're 2017, so you have some time. You obviously have this season of high school football, and you have next season. So let's go here first. Why transfer with two more years to go?
Well, I transferred because, one, we moved, so that was a factor. And my dad, he knew the coach that was going to coach Ardrecale, so he felt that was a better place to see me.
And how much do you know about Ardrecale right now?
I actually know a lot, because I went there freshman year, and then sophomore year we moved. And then it's kind of like bouncing back around. So I actually went to Ardrecale my freshman year, and I transferred to Carolina Pride, and I just transferred back.
What did you learn from your time with Carolina Pride? From that one season that you were with them, what can you say you took away from that?
From playing with Carolina Pride, I learned actually a lot with just like different competition, going against different competition, playing against private school kids, and like then like going right back to playing against kids in public school. It's like a different atmosphere.
What can you say was similar or different from being at Ardrecale and then being at Carolina Pride? What were their similarities and differences?
The coaches. Coaches actually take the time to actually, they won't approve half done work. They actually want it to be done right, and they won't move on until we complete the task right. And the coaches actually care to help you get on to further and go to college, etc.
And when you talk about those coaches, are you talking about both schools or are you talking about Ardrecale?
We can talk about both schools.
So you feel that they both are working hard to not do things halfway, but to get you where you need to be, even though you're not with the Carolina Pride, you felt like both schools have been able to help you to kind of make the right decisions?
Oh, most definitely.
Now, what are some of the things that, since we're talking about the coaching staffs at both schools, what are some of the things that they taught you? Which coaches have stuck out to you, and how have they helped you in this process of trying to find your way from high school to getting an opportunity in college football?
Well, we can start with Carolina Pride with Coach Jackson. Coach Jackson. When I first got there, I didn't really know much about receiver because I played corner my first year when I was at Ardrecale. So that was something that he had to completely teach me. So he was like, even on Saturdays, he would call me over on Saturdays just for me and him to get some one-on-one work. Just so I can learn the plays, learn the techniques of wide receiver and everything. And then on top of that, he would tell me what GPA I would need and all this other stuff to maintain, to earn the scholarships to play, go further and play college football.
And when you have all this help from the coaches and what you need to do, and like you said, that they've helped you to kind of move forward and take these positive steps, what are some of the things that they taught you about being a man and growing as a person that you can take away?
Growing as a person? Well, I know one thing Coach Jackson, a lot of the times he would say family is first, God and family is first, rather than football and everything else you like. So he said, make sure you always stay prayed up and take care of your family first.
And when you look at your family, go into that support system and who's really been there for you, not just with football, but with everything, Jalen, because obviously having a good support system helps grow a person, I feel, the best way. So what can you say about your family that may be blood and maybe not be blood, you know, some friends and whatnot that have always been there for you?
My mom and my dad have definitely been a big part of my life with support. My dad doesn't let me quit anything. He pushes me through everything. My mom makes sure my grades, she doesn't even let me play some games. Like last year, I didn't get to play one game because I had a C in one of my classes. So she's real strict on my academics, which is good. So I can't slack off. And with athletics, my dad doesn't let me quit anything, or he doesn't let me say, I can't do. So.
And how has that helped you through everything? When you said, like, you couldn't play one game because of grades, obviously, being a student-athlete, there's two sides of it. And I feel that a lot of people focus on the athlete side of it, but the student side of it is, to me, more important. If you don't take care of school, then you're obviously not going to be on the field. So how important is the scholastic side to you? What can you say about studying and making sure that you're doing what you need to do on that side?
When she told me that, I was, of course, mad. But then, at the same time, I couldn't really be mad at myself because I wouldn't put full effort into the class. So I knew I had to get the grade up. And until I got the grade up, I couldn't play. So I immediately went to my teachers and told them the situation. And they worked with me so I could bring my grade up.
And when you look at everything about, you know, helping yourself and getting there, do you know what you want to study when you get to college? Do you have a place that you're passionate about outside of football?
I really like marketing. I don't know why, but I really like it.
Okay. Well, then I might have to keep you on the back burner here since I have my company. So if you like marketing, I don't know, Jalen, might have to give you a call at some point. But what do you like about marketing? What's exciting for you about that? Since I know that world, so what's exciting about that?
I think it's just like the point of like I'm real interested in like the stocks and stuff like that. Like in my business and finances classes, we're learning about like the stocks and bonds and stuff like that. Learning about like the trades and all that. So I'm just real interested in it.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn, right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Well, being on that side of it, on the student side of it, having that interest and that care, obviously on the football side of it, you have a lot of interest and care too. So to flip to that side, what has made you so passionate about football? I know you said you're passionate about marketing, but on the football side, what made you fall in love with the sport of football and really chase this opportunity?
Probably started when, like, when I first played football, when I was like 7. And I used to watch my older cousin play, and I was like, dang, that's something I really want to do. I used to see the trophies that he would get, and the coaches would come up to him after the game, ask him what high school he's going to be attending. So I was like, dang, I really want that to be me.
What can you say about playing wide receiver that you feel like you do best at this point?
I'm not afraid to go get the ball, even for my size. I know I'm not 6, I'm not the biggest receiver, like 6'2", like some of the other receivers coming out of my class are 6'2" and above, but I can jump just as high as them, and I'm aggressive for the ball.
And then on the other side of it, what are some things that you want to work on as a receiver?
Oh, you always want to work on your routes. Nobody's routes are completely perfect, not even in the pros. Even the pros will probably tell you that they want to work on their routes. Work on your routes and get stronger.
On the field, where do you find yourself as a receiver most comfortable? Does it matter to you? Are there places that you feel you could be more effective? What can you say about that?
I can play from the X to the Z. So that's the outside man, or that's like the slot. So it really doesn't matter to me.
And when you look at this game, what excites you the most about being a wide receiver? Why play that position and push for that? I know you've played corner, but as a wide receiver, what do you love most about being that?
It comes down from when crunch time, when you got 2 minutes on the clock, you can't run the ball, really. You got to hurry up and get down the field and score. So the ball is going to definitely be coming your way if you're a receiver. And then on top of that, you can be a receiver, you can be catching the ball, and also you can make blocks too. So,
how would you say your blocking is right now?
My blocking is decent. I just got to stay more focused rather than just blocking and then turn it around to see where my running back is. Let's just stay focused on my man.
Now, when you look at the fact that you were with Ardrickale, then Carolina Pride, back with Ardrickale, obviously you change quarterbacks back and forth. How much do you know about the quarterback you're going to have going into the upcoming season?
I know a lot. Actually, he's only a junior this year. So I'm a sophomore, but he's a junior. So I played with him freshman year. So I know a lot about him. And we've been friends since freshman year. So I know him real well. And when he found out I was coming back, he's like, okay. We've been staying in touch.
And what can you say, I mean, to share for the people that are listening in that might not know him, his name and also what your relationship is like with him on the field and how you guys find each other?
His name is Bryce McGinley, quarterback, class 2016. Me and Bryce got a real good relationship. From just having signals and having good chemistry with our routes and timing and everything.
Do you spend a lot of time with him, or have you spent a lot of time with him since deciding to come back to RGKL, just throwing the ball back and forth? I mean, have you been able to take some time?
Yeah, actually, every Sunday, all of the wide receivers and the quarterbacks for our school will actually go out to a turf field, a sports complex, and we'll go through all our plays and run through all our routes just to get timing and chemistry with each other.
And what would you say about your timing and your chemistry with Bryce at this point?
Our timing and chemistry is getting real good. Bryce and I have played with each other for a whole year. It's getting really good.
So before I let you go here, Jalen, looking at this upcoming season, before that happens, during the summer, you're going to head out to camps at UNC Charlotte, East Carolina, Wake Forest, NC State, all North Carolina schools. We'll start with UNC Charlotte. What's your relationship like with them? How much do you know about them at this point?
With UNC Charlotte, I know Coach Lambert, and I really want to get out. Really want to go out there and try to get offered to that people close to home, and that's about it.
And then, as far as East Carolina, what can you say about them at this point?
East Carolina, I went to one game last year, and I got to see Jesse Hardy, and I just like their atmosphere so much, and I just fell in love with the campus and the football facility. So I was like, I got to come back here.
What was it like meeting Justin Hardy?
It was crazy. I don't know. It was unreal.
Did you get an opportunity to meet Ruffin McNeil, their head coach?
Mm-mm. I wish I did, but I got to meet him.
And what did you take away from Justin? Did he leave you with any special words or anything that, I mean, obviously he was very successful.
Just tell me, keep working on your routes and get stronger. He said get stronger hands. Work on your hands to get stronger.
When he says those words to you, did you go home immediately and start working on everything? I mean, was that kind of an immediate for you, knowing that it came from him?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. For him to have the most catches in NCAA history, yes.
Wake Forest, obviously another team that's inside of your state of North Carolina. What can you say about your relationship with them right now?
I've been talking to Coach Higgins, and I really like him. I have a couple friends that's going there, that committed there. We have a tackle, Talini Serrani. He just committed to Wake Forest. So, like, we get a lot of mail. I get a lot of mail from them. So I'm definitely going to go up there this summer.
And then NC State, what can you say about them at this point?
NC State, that's just the school that my mom went to. And when she took me up there, it was like, there was just something different about it. It's way different from Chapel Hill and Duke. Yeah, the coaches are just really good.
So you feel like the coaches are what makes it different from NC State to Duke, North Carolina?
Yes, most definitely.
What is it about the coaches that stand out to you at NC State?
The coaches at NC State, they push all their players. I mean, you can't say, I mean, this is just my opinion. You can't say nobody from NC State that comes out in the NFL didn't earn anything. They didn't work for it. You can't say they didn't work for everything that they're receiving right now. They just push them harder, in my opinion.
And what does that say to you? I mean, does that put – I know your mom went to NC State, but does that put them in a special place to you, knowing that you have that belief that anybody that makes it out of NC State to the NFL has earned their way?
Life, you have to earn everything you receive.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DrySigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DrySig Lady apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And how willing are you to go out there? And I mean, obviously you're waiting for that first offer. What are you doing to earn it, and how willing are you to give it all and leave it all out there?
I'm very determined. I mean, I'm seeing people get offered every day, and I'm like, man, I want that to be me. I can put some Twitter that I got my first offer. But I'm definitely working every weekend and working on my route and working out, lifting weights during the week to get stronger for this camp and go show out in front of the college coaches.
What's the disconnect to you? What's maybe something that you feel can be better on your side, or are you doing all that you can? What do you think is between you and your first offer right now?
Just the coaches knowing me better.
And how can you do that? I mean, do you think that these camps are going to be your way to kind of give that opportunity?
Get myself on the radar.
And Syracuse, speaking of being on the radar, that's a team that you wanted to go up and go to camp with. You're trying to potentially go in July. What can you say about Syracuse? I know that you don't have too much of a relationship with them right now, but why are you interested to go up to Syracuse?
Well, my list. Honestly, the fan base is crazy. It's like I don't even know how it happened. I just went to the opening, like May 9th, and I talked with one dude. I guess it was a scout down there from Syracuse, and I gave him my name, and he made me an edit, and they tweeted it out, and like over 30 fans from Syracuse followed me, and I was like, well, that's crazy. I don't even have an offer yet in here telling me this much love.
What's that been like for you? I mean, Syracuse fans, Cuse Twitter army, they've obviously made a name for themselves in the recent history here of Twitter and of social media. But for you to say, I think they're top of my list, what makes them at the top even though you haven't been up to Syracuse yet? I mean, that's some big words to say. So what puts them there?
Just from hearing... you know, Pree and Robert from just from hearing them talk about Syracuse and everything else, it really sounds really convincing to go up there. So I'm definitely trying to make a visit in a camp up there. It's a camp up there.
How well do you know Robert Washington and Pree Washington?
I mean, I know of them. We spoke like a couple times, but it's like I don't really like talk to them. But like when we're around each other, like at Rivals and like the opening will speak.
And you said that they've brought up Syracuse before. What have they said to you, or is it something that you saw on social media that they said? Where did you...
They'll say something like on social media, and like it was one time, they said, this is Syracuse, really nice. And I was asking them about it. It was like, yeah. And I think that was like a couple of days after, it was a couple of days before Robert committed to Syracuse. So I was like, well, if he's committed to Syracuse, it must be really something up there that's really top-notch about it.
That's kind of where I was going with my next question. Robert Washington's down in North Carolina. He had 42 offers. He decides to go to Syracuse. Has that had a ripple effect in North Carolina with not just you, but with players in general now maybe paying a little bit more attention to Syracuse?
Definitely. From even seeing Thomas Gordon, getting love from Syracuse, you got a pre. I'm trying to get a little bit of love from Syracuse coaches. Then you got Robert, who obviously commits to Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse is really trying to find some talent, and North Carolina is definitely the place to come.
So, what do you think this Robert Washington verbal commitment could change the game for Syracuse and their connection to North Carolina?
Oh, definitely. I mean, for somebody to have offers from almost every school that you can think of, from, I think he had one from LSU to wherever you want to, wherever school you can name, and you go to Syracuse, it's obviously something. He's definitely trying to make a change, rather just go where everybody else is going. And it must be something up there that he really likes, and he sees potential.
So is that what's really bringing you wanting to go to Syracuse? Because I know your camps this summer are all right now, as we speak, in the state of North Carolina. That one's obviously about a 10-hour drive or so. So is your want to go up to Syracuse to try and discover what has made him so passionate about it?
Oh, definitely. Between Syracuse, definitely Syracuse. Because Georgia Southern is only like 3 or 4 hours away from here, so that's not really a drive. But Syracuse is a big drive, for sure.
Well, Jalen, I definitely appreciate it. I know a lot of people listening in, including a lot of people in the Cuse Twitter army, will appreciate your words that you said as well. And I thank you for taking the time, and I am excited that you will get that first offer. I'm happy that you are fighting as hard as you are, and I'm happy that you've been positive about it all the way through here. So I thank you for coming on the show, and I really, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Jalen, I will talk to you soon. When you get that first offer, you will be back on this show.
Most definitely.